Power 100, lots of events happening in our city. It's great to see, and it's great that we can all go out. Another event which is coming up real soon, which is the Fight for Our Future boxing event in our city. And a man who's been talking about it a bit, Dennis Clancy. Welcome back to the studio, Dennis.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, it's great to be back here, and I've brought Angelo Di Carlo, our promoter from Brisbane, up here, that's putting this big event together for the Townsville people and community. And that, and it's Angela's been a great supporter of youth in North Queensland, and that for many years now, opened a lot of pathways for the young pollers coming out of the Rite of Passage
great
programs
stuff.
And that, and moving on. So Angela, I'll put you in the picture, and he's here. He's launched the tickets, the general admission tickets today.
That's today?
Yeah, tickets, are on sale from now.
Angelo, how you going, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you. Thanks for having us here.
No worries. And, of course, the big one, in fact, they're talking about in the paper today is Liam Parra.
Yeah, Liam Parra, number two in the world, obviously, has a lot to lose.
Yes, he does.
Fighting Steve Gago. Mm. Look, obviously, his next fight after this, providing he can get over this fight, will be for a world title.
That is huge, a world title.
Yes, that's right. And we're hoping to bring that here into Townsville. Yep. So we want to show the world what we can do here, and that's what this show is all about. Also letting people know that we're here to support, you know, the youth of the region. So let's hope we can get a lot of support.
There's a lot of talk out there, which is the main thing. And is this the first time he's taken her on a left-hander or something? Is that true?
That's exactly right. This is the first time. And the reason why we've done that, we thought it was important to put him in front of a left-hander because two of the current world champions are left-handers.
Yeah.
And some of the people in the top five rankings are left-handers as well. Yeah. So we wanted to get him familiar with dealing with that when it comes to a world title fight.
And Gago's had quite a few wins too.
Yeah, Gago's 12-1. His only loss was to an undefeated Russian.
Okay.
So obviously the Russian was a good boy. I was there for that fight. So we're not taking Gago lightly.
No. That's going to be a great fight. And what else is on the cards that night?
Look, the other big one is our local home favourite is Mark Bam Bam Flanagan.
Yep.
After fighting for two world titles, meets up again with Ben Kelleher for the Australian title, coming back, you know, after a 3-year layoff to fight for an Australian title. That's massive. That just shows you where he ranks in Australia. Like, he's still right up the top.
Yep. And, of course, we've got our local guys too, like over on the island from Palm. Patrick.
Patrick Clark is fighting, which is very good.
Yep.
Very happy to have him. Colby Johnson, another Indigenous fighter. So looking forward to having them on the card and bringing them people over to come and watch a great event.
It is a great event. And it's not just a boxing match. It's a boxing match with a message too.
Exactly. The message is that one community, one standard. Mm-hmm. We're all together. We're here to help. And hopefully people understand that we have a vision. I mean, if you sit back and have a look at Mark Flanagan, fought for two world titles.
Yep.
He's now finished his apprenticeship as a carpenter and going for his license as a builder.
Mm-hmm.
Liam Parra, you know, on the verge of really nothing. All of a sudden is, you know, number two in the world. Had, you know, a lot of issues, you know, personal issues he's now overcome.
Sure.
And here we are.
It's fantastic. A huge day. Now, you mentioned today the tickets went on sale just the other day. What is the deal with tickets? I know I was talking to Dennis about a week ago, and he said the corporate tables are just about sold out.
Yeah, corporate tables are gone.
Completely
gone. So there's no corporate tables left.
Good stuff.
You have to get in and pick up the general admission, which have gone on sale yesterday. So you click onto the link and we can actually help you, and you can see which section you'll be sitting on.
Excellent stuff. And not far away at all. We're talking June 26.
Exactly. June 26.
At the convention centre. Angelo, anybody else you want to mention on the card?
Yeah, I wanted to mention Jessica Clancy. Obviously, she works for the Correctional Centre and helps all the young kids to get back on track. So she's putting her body on the line and fighting on this night for a cause.
Yeah, she's a great boxer too.
Yeah, she is a great little fighter.
So I wonder who her dad is. Now, another community event coming up too.
Yeah, we've got the community day at Riverside on the 30th, and that Angelo's in full support of that. He'll have Mark and Lamb here for that. And it's where the message is, where we want our community to come together with our first responders, games of touch and a lot of activities going on for the young ones and that. And we want to show all our youth groups and the youth workers and that have put a lot of work and time to try and stem this flow of what's going on in the city with youth crime and that. And time for our community to come together in that, and to have Angelo come up and support that, and with this event, and showing the good side of our youth, of what our youth can do when we put some time to them, and that. And it's going to be a real special month over the next couple of months, building up. And we just urge the people of Townsville, get behind this, make it an event that we can do more of.
That's going to be a good day, and the date again for that one is,
that's on the 30th of May at 3 o'clock at Riverway.
Two big events coming up, Angelo Di Carlo and Dennis Clancy. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Dave, for having us. Thank you.